God gives you only happiness. A son of God is happy only when he knows he is with God. That is the only environment in which he will not experience strain, because that is where he belongs. It is also the only environment that is worthy of him, because his own worth is beyond anything that he can make. Consider the kingdom which you have made, and judge its worth fairly. Is it worthy to be a home for a child of God? Does it protect his peace, and shine love upon him? Does it keep his heart untouched by fear, and allow him to give always without any sense of loss? Does it teach him that this giving is his joy, and that God himself thanks him for his giving? That is the only environment in which you can be happy. You cannot make it, any more than you can make yourselves. But it has been created for you, as you were created for it. God watches over his children and denies them nothing. But when they deny him, they do not know this, because they deny themselves everything. You who could give the love of God to everything you see and touch, are literally denying heaven to yourselves. The belief that you must have the impossible in order to be happy is totally at variance with the principle of creation. God could not will that happiness depended on what you could never have. The fact that God is love does not require belief, but it does require acceptance. It is indeed possible for you to deny facts, although it is impossible for you to change them. If you hold your hands over your eyes, you will not see, because you are interfering with the laws of seeing. If you deny love, you will not know it, because your cooperation is the law of its being. You cannot change laws you did not make, and the laws of happiness were created for you, not by you. If you are willing to see yourself as unloving, you will not be happy. You are condemning yourself, and must therefore regard yourself as inadequate. Only in your guiltlessness can you be happy. There is no conflict here. To wish for guilt in any way, in any form, will lose appreciation of the value of your guiltlessness and push it from your sight. There is no compromise that you can make with guilt and escape the pain which only guiltlessness allays. Learning is living here, as creating is being in heaven. Whenever the pain of guilt seems to attract you, remember that, if you yield to it, you are deciding against your happiness and will not learn how to be happy. No one decides against his happiness. But he may do so, if he does not know he does it. And, if he sees his happiness as ever-changing, now this, now that, and now an elusive shadow attached to nothing, he does decide against it. Elusive happiness, or happiness in changing forms that shift with time and place, is an illusion that has no meaning. Happiness must be constant, because it is attained by giving up the wish for the inconstant. Joy cannot be perceived, except through constant vision. And constant vision can be given only those who wish for constancy. The power of the Son of God's desire remains the proof that he is wrong who sees himself as helpless. Desire what you will, and you shall look on it, and think it real. He goes from life to death, the final proof he valued the inconstant more than constancy. Surely he thought he wanted happiness. Yet he did not desire it because it was the truth, and therefore must be constant. The constancy of joy is a condition quite alien to your understanding. Yet, if you could even imagine what it must be, you would desire it, although you understand it not. The constancy of happiness has no exceptions, no change of any kind. It is unshakable, as is the love of God for his creation. For love asks only that you be happy, and will give you everything that makes for happiness. Making happy. The light that belongs in you is the light of joy. Radiance is not associated with sorrow. Depression is often contagious, but although it may affect those who come in contact with it, they do not yield to its influence wholeheartedly. But joy calls for the integrated willingness to share in it, and thus promotes the mind's natural impulse to respond as one. God established his relationship with you to make you happy, and nothing you do which does not share his purpose can be real. The purpose God ascribed to anything is its only function. Because of his reason for creating his relationship with you, the function of relationships became forever to make happy. And nothing else. To fulfill this function, you relate to your creations as God to his. For nothing God created is apart from happiness, and nothing God created but would extend happiness, as its creator did. Whatever fulfills this function not, cannot be real. In this world, it is impossible to create. Yet it is possible to make happy. What you can decide between is fixed, because there are no alternatives, except truth and illusion. And there is no overlap between them, because they are opposites which cannot be reconciled, and cannot both be true. You are guilty or guiltless, bound or free, happy or unhappy. The miracle teaches you that you have chosen guiltlessness, freedom, and joy. It is not a cause, but an effect. It is the natural result of choosing right, attesting to your happiness that comes from choosing to be free of guilt. Happy dreams come true, not because they are dreams, but only because they are happy. And so they must be loving. Their message is, "Thy will be done," and not, "I want it otherwise."